All right. Good morning, everyone.
It's not a group question. He's on his own.
Gian, can we start? Good morning, everyone. How are you? Welcome to the meeting of the Development and Environmental Review Committee. Today is February the 14th, Valentine's Day. It is approximately 10:05. I'm Oliver Mujica, Chair and the Planning Division Manager. We could do introductions, please.
Zed Brunson, Water Department, Engineering.
Robert Smoto, Public Works, Engineering.
Mahmoud Kodur, Public Works, Traffic.
You confused Gary.
Yeah. Gary Akers, Land Development.
Adam, San Bernardino City Water, Environmental Control.
Melina Perez Ramirez, DERC Secretary. Gabriela Sosa, Planning Intern.
Chantal Power, Planning Division.
Elizabeth Mora Rodriguez, Planning Division.
Thank you very much. We have a line jumper, so I'll take it to the rest of the committee. We have item number three. Would like to go first, Chantal. Is that okay with everyone else? Is it good? All right.
Why? Why?
I've got to catch a flight, guys. Don't mind. I'm so sorry.
Okay.
No problem. Well,
Long Beach is a good region.
Yeah.
Next time, book the flight later.
Chantal, will you kindly introduce item number three? Thank you.
Item number three is pre-application 16-30, a request to allow the development of 12-unit townhome community along with the construction of the on and off-site improvements as required. The parcel contains approximately 1.45 acres located on the northeast corner of West Kendall Drive and Western Drive within the residential medium RM zone. This is a preliminary review, so no action is required. Just comments and conditions for the formal submittal, please.
Where's Jack?
He's busy.
Okay. Good answer. Good. Looks good.
I do have some additional comments to add to that because Gracie could not be here today.
Okay.
Looking at the site plan, latest version currently only shows one trash enclosure. I believe that we spoke about this before. We need at least two on the site, so another one will be added for the formal submittal. Also, Gracie was a bit concerned about the turning radius coming out the parcel. Yeah, it's a little bit sharp, I believe, for their trash trucks and fire probably will have a hard time with that as well. So we need to kind of soften that.
It's not so much the exiting onto Kendall, it's the exiting from your inner path, making your...
The turn right up there. The
closest to Western?
Yeah.
Yeah, closest to Western. That would be the...
Yeah. Yeah, the turn coming...
But the entry,
kind of
we're
around
okay.
The corner. Yeah, the entry's fine.
Either direction, if you could just supply a truck turning radius on it, just to verify that the trucks would be able to do it.
Yeah.
You may have to do the same thing with fire. Fire and their trucks are a lot larger than ours, so if they're able to make it, then ours will definitely be able to make it.
Perfect.
Yeah. Fire was also requesting a 26-foot wide drive aisle. I know that that has been a bit of an issue. You can most likely contact them directly. I'll email the contact information over to them.
Thank you, Chantal. Gary, would you like to start us off, please?
Okay, we're pressing down the conditions, which are approved. One to planning and one to the customer.
So these are preliminary conditions,
right,
which you would anticipate after you submit your formal application, but some of these conditions may require some modifications or what have you, or at least you're mindful of those. And so the goal is when you submit your formal application, kind of helps things go a little smoother, that you've addressed everything.
All right. Most of our comments are included. The question I did have you explored anything with county flood control regarding the shaded X designation? We do have some issues with some other parcels like that.
As in, explored anything as in what, trying to...
Right. If the levee decertifications and all these other things are affecting that shaded X zone, you might want to check with county flood.
Okay.
So just for clarification, they might potentially ask for elevated pads or something of that nature. What's typically their requirements?
It might be elevated pads, but it also may be a LOMAR based on fill. We have a current project where they had to go through FEMA for processing on that. So you want to make sure before you submit something that that's at least investigated. The other question I had is, are you trying to end up selling individual parcels with these houses, or are they going to remain one lot?
That's going to be the end goal, yeah. Sell individual parcels on that.
Okay. In a condominium format, or?
Generally, yes.
Okay, so you are going to have to process a track map to do that?
Yes.
Okay. That, I don't think that was included in the conditions.
No,
so you want to make sure that
I'll make a note of it, though.
Okay. The rest of the conditions that are proposed are pretty familiar, and obviously we'll make final conditions when you submit.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Gary. Mahmoud, anything for us?
Nothing from traffic.
Nothing. Thank you. Mahmoud.
A few questions. I'm sorry, I was talking with water there. Now we're dealing with the sewer. Are you planning on this being an HOA system?
We haven't decided yet. Possibly. We might set up an HOA, yeah.
Some of those questions
take care of all the common area lighting and...
Some of those questions will need to be answered prior to determine on the ability of having a sewer main, because it looks like you have houses on both sides of it, in which case it would need to be a private lane, a private main, in which case then you have your laterals that would go from each of the houses to that private main to maintain it. Something of that sort, something that they would not want to deal with, or the city would want to deal with either. So that's something that you're probably going to have to ask yourselves what you want to do with first before going to the water department, or start working with the water department to figure out what would be the best situation on that. Individual laterals crossing on the person's property, a lot of problems with that portion of it, so it's different issues on that. For my stuff, there is a dedication that's going to be required at Kendall. Right now it's designated an arterial, which is a 50-foot right-of-way. Currently you have 40, so we're asking for an additional 10-foot on Kendall. Repaving of Kendall, and then our standard curb gutter sidewalk, driver approaches to make sure that we meet ADA, and then also LED street lights.
Again, all this addition. Didn't we show that 10-foot dedication on there?
It is shown.
It is shown.
If it's shown there, yeah, this is the requirements that we'll be asking. The requirements are actually written down, so we give them to Chantal, and we also have them also.
They're in the window.
Any questions, you're more than welcome to come and ask us, so we can try to help you out with that.
And that's all I got. Thank you, Robert. Ted, do you have anything for us?
Yeah, so as Robert was indicating, we were talking about this, looking at it from the standpoint of serving it from sewer, and it's kind of the same thing with water. If it's going to be... The goal is just to parcelize this and sell the units individually. It's a little
like
more, it's a little more tricky because you're going to have to give us an easement within the private street for a water main. The sewer is still up in the air. I'd like to talk to you separately about that, depending upon if it is going to be. Really, what our conditions are going to be to you are going to be dependent on if you tell us it's going to be one parcel or if it's individual parcels, because there are different requirements for each one, so I really need to know which direction you're going to go to give you the official requirements from us for development. That being said, it looks like easements will be required. You'll have to enter into a development stall agreement department for a main extension, for sure for water, particularly for sewer as well. Essentially, that's it.
Thank you, Ted.
I'll give you a copy of the standard requirements here.
Perfect.
No comments.
Thank you. Do you have any questions of the committee members?
No. We're pretty straightforward as the stance right now.
Okay. When do you anticipate submitting a formal application?
I'm going to be gone for about 3 weeks, but I'm going to have my architect and my guys working on it.
Okay.
As soon as I can get it done, and we decide what we're going to do with the, how we're going to do it, if it's just one parcel or individual parcels. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Hopefully within a month.
Okay.
Maybe.
Good deal. Chantal, anything to add? You good?
That's all. Yeah.
Okay. There is no formal action required on this one. We look forward to seeing the formal application.
Perfect. Thank you, guys.
Thank you very much. Say hello to Jack for us.
We will. Have a good day. I'm sorry. Hold on. We have one question here.
No, too late. We'd have to continue that to the end of the meeting.
Yeah. Oh, the dedication. I'm sorry. The back. The setback in the back. We were We got that 10%, right? That's what we got, right?
Yeah, this is the 10% of, I do get the variance, about 10%, is that true?
Yeah, we had that, that was okay, right?
I'll send over my planning comments to you in the next couple days.
Okay, all right, just to make sure that we have that.
Yeah, we've worked out most of the issues with the site design.
All right.
There's a few from fire and some other agencies, so we'll work through that.
I'll go through it and get something to read on the plan.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, take care. Chantal, will you kindly introduce item number one, please?
Yes, sir. Item number one is Development Code Amendment 17-09, Conditional Use Permit 17-29, and Public Convenience or Necessity Letter 18-03. Request to allow the development, establishment, and operation of a service station with a convenience store, Type 20 EDC license, and also a truck fueling island. There's two parcels totaling approximately 1.17 acres, located at 1195 South Waterman Avenue within the Office Industrial Park OIP zone. Development code amendment is to change the zoning designation from Office Industrial Park to IL to allow the surge station and truck fueling station.
Is it the entire site or only a portion of it?
The entire site.
Okay.
Yes. There's no action required today. We're just looking for preliminary comments and conditions.
And then
we're still waiting on the track report.
Okay. Thank you, Chantal. Gary, would you better to start us off?
Yeah, I did give up. The only conditions probably out of the normal conditions of approval would be the lot merger, since you've got two parcels and you're crossing lot lines. So, and I think.
When, if you don't mind, I haven't worked in San Bernardino City before. When exactly does that need to be done by in the process?
It would need to be recorded as a lot line adjustment before you get a building permit. We prefer that you do it when you submit your regular improvement plans, but absolute latest before the building permit.
I'll email you the requirements for a lot merger.
Except for that.
Okay. Yes. That's the customer.
Approved the scoping letter for you for the traffic, but we have not received the study yet.
It's in the process, and from my understanding, it needs to be sent to you guys and approved prior to planning commission.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's all.
Thank you, Mahmoud.
One question on that: who should I direct any questions that I have during that process for the traffic? Okay.
Give you my comment.
Okay, great.
Robert, anything for us?
Again, you have the comments here. on Orange Hill Road, we're asking for a 4-inch over 8-inch rehabilitation of the road itself. There's existing sidewalk. Anything that's not bad with the existing sidewalk or curb and gutter to be replaced. ADA or cracked or damaged items. The driveway, however you're planning on bringing this in, we want to make sure that it meets ADA requirements. We have standards for that. This is going to be a truck fueling station. We at times allow for a radius to curb return. We do not have it as a standard, so if you're planning on that, the sooner that you can get us a standard that you'd like to use, we'll consider it. We do have to make sure that we are far enough away from other items in order for that to work for us. Similar to Orange Hill, there's also Waterman with the same conditions. Do you happen to know if that curb return is a 35-foot radius or not?
I don't.
Believe so. It's a 35.
If it's 35, then we're okay. If it's not, then we'll ask for 35, which may then require you to do some type of traffic signal relocations. So hopefully it's already at 35, and then we don't have to deal with it. I don't believe that it meets ADA right now, so whatever it needs for that ADA for that corner, we'll be asking for.
So 35 feet is the standard that you guys are looking for?
Correct. Major RTO that we're working on that one, yes.
Okay.
The rest of the items on there are just coming back to us for type of permits, standard 310s that we have for utilities as you're trying to connect onto them. If you have any questions, you're more than welcome to ask us. Apologize, there's no action on this one, but if you have any questions, you're more than welcome to ask us of any sort. Again, they're all written down, so you have all the questions, or all the things that we had to ask for.
Okay.
That's it.
Thank you, Robbie. Jay, do you have anything for us, please?
Nothing major. I know we did see this as a pre-app. I mentioned at that time, I don't think it impacts us as San Bernardino Water, but I mentioned that across Orange Show, I think that there might be some, Riverside has some well facilities. It's on the southeast corner, and I would mention the proximity of your tanks to the wells. I don't know if you had a chance to investigate that at all.
I did not.
Okay.
But I will look at it.
Yeah, because the State Water Resource Control Board may have comments regarding the proximity. There's a certain distance you need to be, and I'll be honest with you, I forget. I think
okay.
It's like 250 feet. I think you're safe from that number, but...
just to confirm?
Yeah, just to confirm.
Okay.
For us, I think there used to be an old auto repair facility or something on the corner that's still there now. Not sure if they have an existing sewer lateral. I believe they do.
Okay.
Don't know if you were planning to utilize that or if you were going to... Your design for the new facility was going to have a new lateral, but we would need to, for any water acquisition credits for the small water service that was there, we would need to have a request to have that abandoned prior to applying any credit towards new services. And keep in mind that your sewer capacity and connection fees need to be paid to us prior to issuance of the building permit from the city. So those are my comments. The application for a new service is available on the water department's website. You can download it from there or get one from customer service, or you can even contact me. And if you have any questions regarding the fees, you can contact me.
Okay.
My contact's on this sheet.
Great.
So.
Thank you,
Dad.
Thank you, Dad. Adam, anything for us?
Just looking at your plans, no car wash?
No car.
Okay. I'm just going to give you a standard permit application just to fill out sort of a little bit more information, but I don't have any requirements after that.
Thank you. Do you have any questions of the committee members?
I do. I have one. We are currently trying to obtain an existing Type 20 alcohol license. Should that not come to fruition, just trying to understand the process. Is there a formal process where I need to withdraw that as part of the city's process through planning?
There's not a formal
okay.
process for that. We can just make note of it in
okay.
our staff reports. I did want to add one thing again for Gracie because she wasn't here. For the refuse enclosure, she's a little bit concerned about the location and whether her trucks would have full access to go out. So if the truck fueling lanes were completely full, would they have a path to get out, or would they be stuck behind the existing trucks? It looks like there's a lane on the south side of the fueling islands, but I don't know if trucks
would not
be permitted to park there or block that in any way. So I think either we could have no parking on that side, or remove the refuse enclosure maybe to the other side of the building would probably be the best.
Maybe think about relocating that trash enclosure.
Yes. Yeah.
Is it your intention to eventually have a Type 20 license there?
We're hoping. That's what we're working on.
So could we just keep that as part of the application? Part of the
we're keeping it as part of the application. I've already talked to Sylvia in
okay.
PD, and she's going to review for you know crime
yeah.
statistics
okay.
and all of that. So
okay.
How does the PCN play into that as far as where is that in the process?
The PCN basically is your justification letter that you gave us
okay.
For the AC license.
Okay. So we just cut the check?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
Do you... when do you anticipate having the traffic study submitted?
They're currently working on it. We just need to review it and make any comments or reach out if we have any questions.
Mahmoud, is that going to require Caltrans review? On Waterman?
On Waterman, no, because that's a city jurisdiction.
Okay.
So no cost.
Okay.
Unless the study reflect anything on the
okay.
Caltrans facilities.
All right.
Do you guys see any concern with that, I guess, while we're working on that?
No, I think we'll look at the study and see what how far the trips
okay.
Affect the system.
Okay.
You're aware this is a ride-in, ride-out only on your trucks?
Yes.
Okay.
Any other questions, Chantal? Anything to add?
I don't have anything else.
All right. Well, we look at so we'll come back at a later date, DRC for formal action. Chantal, is that what we're doing?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Great,
okay, we'll open. See you next time.
Okay,
Chantal, looks like it's you again, huh?
Yeah, it's my show.
You need our money's worth today.
Yeah. All right. Item number two is general plan amendment. 18-01 subdivision 18-01 conditional use permit 18-01 and public convenience and necessity letter 18-01. It's a request to allow establishment operation of a commercial center with three phases. The first phase would include a service station with a Type 28C license. Phase two would include a restaurant with a drive-through, and phase three would include a sit-down restaurant located on three parcels containing a total of approximately 3.5 acres on the southwest corner of West Kendall Drive and North Shannon Hills Drive, located in the Commercial General CG1 and Transit District Overlay. The environmental determination is exempt, but there's a slight correction on our agenda. It should be exempt pursuant to section 15062B3 for review for exemption. And that's primarily because we do have the general plan amendment to amend the street from a, I think it's a local, is that right, Robert?
Currently it's
a local to a secondary.
Correct.
And the recommendation today is to move to the next planning commission meeting.
The 20th?
That would be
the yeah.
Third.
Yeah, no. March 13th?
March 13th, yes.
Thank you. Anything else, Rafael?
That's all I have to add.
Thank you.
We've done a lot of review on this project already.
A lot of work on this one, right, John?
Yeah.
What do we, Gary, would you like to start us off, please?
Okay. Just a reminder, parcel maps required prior to building permits. Needs to be recorded prior to your building permits. It's shaded X, but I don't believe you're in an area that is affected by the decertified levees. You might just check to confirm. And other than that, hopefully you've got a set of conditions, and I think you guys are pretty used to dealing with those kind of projects. So if there's anything that you have a question about, just ask. Thank you.
So this is going to be constructed in three phases, correct, Gian?
That's correct.
In three. Do you have a timing of the three? Is it? I'm just thinking about the on-site improvements, particularly like with parking. To make sure that we get enough parking in the on-site improvements for the service station, convenience store part of it, before you get it.
We've designed the parcels so that each parcel parks its own.
Okay.
Although we're going to have some sort of a reciprocal parcel parks for itself.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Anything else, Gary?
I guess in connection with that, if you're going to phase it, you want to make sure all the different grading portions work with each other. You've got drive lines and cross lot lines. You've got WQMP things that cross lot lines too. So you want to make sure you reciprocal easements.
Okay.
Great.
And that's all. Thank you, Gary. Mahmoud?
We reviewed the traffic study and no further comments.
Do we need anything, Mahmoud or Robert, do we need anything from Public Works to kind of formalize changing that street classification? Is there something that comes from you guys or something that goes from us to you requesting that, or what do we need to do there?
Probably for sake of keeping the files together, probably a request from CD to Public Works and the Public Works agreeing with it so that we have some type of paper trail, but we're in agreement with it. We have no issues
okay.
with the change in order.
I'll work with the rest.
Yeah, so if you could prepare a memo from Mark to Trish, is it?
Yes, mm-hmm. Trish Ray.
Thank
nice
you, Robert.
Nice that it's already built that way, so we don't have to do anything with the construction.
Right.
Thank you, Mahmoud. Robert, you can add?
The conditions that we had previously been working on from last time haven't changed any. I really don't have anything new. But if you have any questions, you're really welcome to call and ask us. That's it.
Thank you, Robert. Ted, do you have anything for us?
Well, it looks like the... So there's three parcels, but they're changing, correct?
Correct. It's almost like an internal lot line adjustment,
yeah.
If you will.
So it looks like for parcel number two, the services are going to need to come from Kendall because that's where it has frontage. It doesn't have frontage on Shandon Hills. But for parcel one and parcel three, the services can come from Shandon Hills Drive. I don't think there's any current services to the site right now. Same thing as what I mentioned for the previous applicant. The sewer connection and capacity fees will need to be paid prior to issuance of the building permit. And then it's just, if these are going to remain individual parcels. Each one's going to need its own sewer lateral and its own water service. So I'll pass a copy of the standard requirements down. That's all I have.
Thank you, Ted. Adam, anything to add?
Yes, two restaurants, correct?
Correct.
Okay, I'm going to provide you two permit applications, one for each restaurant, and then I'm going to see plumbing plans for each of those so we can determine what size interceptor will be required for your wastewater pretreatment or some sewer treatment plan.
Thank you.
Okay. That's it.
Thank you, Adam. Do you have any questions of the committee members?
No. Our only question was our plan commission date, and we got it. That's great. Thank you.
Is that early enough, Gianna? We good?
Perfect.
We have a
so
meeting
much.
Next Tuesday if we want to try to make that one.
No, don't do that.
We got 2 days to write that report.
No.
No, we don't?
No, we don't.
Okay. Just
check.
You're welcome. So with any other questions or comments? So with that, we'd like to entertain. I'd like to entertain a motion to move this item to the Planning Commission meeting of March 13th, please.
So moved.
Second.
Okay. We'll see you in a month.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Elizabeth, do you want to play too?
Yes, I think so.
Would you kindly introduce item number four for us, please?
Yeah, item number four is pre-application 18-01. It's a request to allow the development, establishment, and operation of a donut shop within a new commercial building containing approximately 1,431 square feet, along with the construction of the required on-site and off-site improvements, on a parcel containing a total of approximately 0.4 acres. The property is located at 3003 Northeast Street within the commercial general one zone as well as the transit overlay district. If there's no environmental determination, this is just a pre-application. So it's preliminary review and no action is required.
Okay. Anything else to add to that?
I do want to provide the applicant with some preliminary comments regarding the site itself. One of the things regarding the site, no tandem parking is permitted, as well as the refuse enclosure would have to, because it's within the transit overlay district, it would have to be set back from the property line 15 feet because there's a residential property abutting that side. I
what,
have provided.
What are you talking about? Which
the refuse enclosure.
Okay.
So Gracie provided her comment. She said the location of the refuse enclosure was okay. However, it is within the transit overlay district, so there is a minimum requirement of no refuse enclosure to be within 15 foot if there's a residential property abutting the commercial property. I provided all the notes and comments in detail, and if you have any questions, give me a call. My information's on there, and I think you have my email as well.
Sure do.
And then as well, I would like to provide him with the fire department comments. They were not able to make it here.
Okay.
They said the accesses, the two accesses are adequate, and they meet the minimum requirement.
Okay. Just a donut shop?
Yes.
It's a standalone donut shop, yes.
Too many of those too often. Thank you, Elizabeth.
Thank you.
Gary, do you have anything for us?
We wanted to remind you about accessibility. Make sure that even though it's not in the conditions, that kind of that's kind of a long, circuitous route. So we want to make sure
that
those grades are going to work.
Trash
enclosure, but you still have to meet accessibility standards.
Yeah.
That's a common problem. The other thing is to remind you about a lot merger.
Okay.
That needs to be done, completed, and recorded with the conforming deed prior to the building permit. And the rest of the conditions are fairly routine for this type. So is it a Winchell's or a Yum-Yum?
It'll be a Winchell's.
Thank goodness.
Winchell's are good.
I love Winchell's.
And that's all.
Approved.
Thank you.
Build tomorrow.
We'll start tomorrow.
Chocolate buttermilk.
Okay. Yeah, you know, I should have brought donuts. That's the method of operation that sometimes people don't appreciate it. So.
That's all for me.
Thank you, Gary.
Yeah, we need a scoping form to be filled for traffic.
Okay.
And once that's done, we'll determine if you need the traffic study or not. Form in the back. That's all.
Thank you, Mahmoud. Robert, do you have anything for us, please?
A couple items. On E Street, E Street is considered an arterial street, in which case currently it looks like you have 45 feet to the parking line. We'll need an additional 5 foot right away dedication. On E Street, 30th Street's already at its ultimate. Some of the existing curb and gutter that's out there, if it's damaged or broken, will need to be replaced. The two existing driveways that are closest to the corner, looks like you already are eliminating them, so filling those in with the curb gutters and again sidewalk. Do you happen to know if that driveway is currently at a 25-foot radius on that location?
The driveway?
The radius of the corner.
The corner. No, I'm not. I'm not sure at this point.
If it is at 25, we're okay. But if it happens to be needing to be built to the 25-foot,
okay,
you may end up with additional signal modification. So the sooner you find that out and let us know, we can kind of go which direction on that. We haven't written this 25. I know I saw that too. This in the case of E Street, it's actually both streets, a 0.2 grind and overlay, 0.2 foot, not over foot. And the new driveways and such that are going to be putting in there, make sure that they are ADA compliant for our standard. And that's pretty much all I have on this one. Again, if you have the conditions, they are written down. If you do have any questions, you're more than welcome to call us and ask us any questions.
Okay.
And that's it.
Thank you, Robert. Ted, do you have anything for us?
No issues to serve it from water or sewer. Not sure if there was any old existing services there.
Yes. Used to be a civil station.
Years ago?
20 years ago.
Okay. Yeah, so you would receive credit for any old water services that were there, but you would need to apply. In your application, you'd have to mention that you would like to request to have those abandoned in order to receive any credits, and then sewer connection capacity fees would be due to us prior to issuance of a building permit. We would also, for whatever was there in the past, we would give you sewer capacity fee credits. I'll pass a copy of these requirements down to the records.
That's all.
put it on quiet mode and still run it.
Good way to end it. You know, it's the end.
Are we done?
Yes. Much.
Provide you a permit application. That way we can determine what size interceptor will be required for your donut shop.
Okay. Interceptors are required.
Yes.
Okay.
Then we determine what size those are.
Okay.
Okay. By the we determine that by the uniform plumbing code and our size out sheet, depending on what size. It's a minimum of 750, but we'll, once you submit your plumbing plans, we'll determine it that way.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's more than that's great.
Elizabeth, is this a DPD?
No, this is a pre-application.
No, but will it be?
It would be. I haven't yet.
Yes.
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 Okay.
I think there is a. It might be a DPP.
It might be a DPP because I think there is
a
residential
side.
Yes.
Can you tell me what DPD means?
No.
For me to find out.
Development permit. The D means it's at this level staff. It's a P means planning commission.
Okay.
And our code requires that if a project, commercial project is proposed adjacent to a residential zone or area, it has to go to the planning commission.
Okay.
We'll follow up with you.
Yeah, we'll follow up. But yeah, I do believe there is a residential land use on this on the easterly portion, but not on the north.
Yeah.
When do you anticipate submitting your application, formal application? Do you have an idea?
Maybe zoned.
As soon as possible. Yeah,
okay.
We're trying to go through the process.
All right.
And just do it as soon as possible.
Anything else, Elizabeth? Do you have any questions of the committee members?
No, I do not. Thank you.
Anything else, Elizabeth?
No, nothing else to add. If you have any questions regarding, again, any of the comments, please give me a call.
Okay.
We can work with that.
All right. So we'll look through your comments and
we'll
be in touch with you. Okay. Thank you. Right. Unless there's another comments. No action required on this one, so we'll see what you submit your formal. Thank you. Have a good day. Okay, gang, we reached that point. So we have a motion to adjourn to the meeting of the 28th. It is now 10:40, please.
So moved.
Second.
All right. Hot leg time.